Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United Nations Security Council has passed additional sanctions aimed at increasing economic pressure on North Korea to end its nuclear weapons and missile development program. The resolution we passed, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley, is a strong united step toward holding North Korea accountable for its behavior. Ambassador Haley thanked all who voted in favor of the resolution, in particular China, noting their critical role on matters related to North Korea. This resolution, she said, is the single largest economic sanctions package ever leveled against the North Korean regime. It could cut North Korea's exports by a third, costing Pyongyang about $1 billion in revenue. Indeed, the North Korean regime forces their citizens to work in mines and factories in order to fund its illegal nuclear and ballistic missile programs, even as the regime continues to ask for international assistance to cope with devastating floods and a possible drought later this year. Its displays of aggression take precedence over the well-being of its own people. While the latest sanctions are a significant step forward, Ambassador Haley warned that the threat of an outlaw nuclearized North Korean dictatorship remains. Ambassador Haley urged all Security Council members to fully implement the new and previously imposed sanctions. Our goal, she said, remains a stable Korean peninsula at peace without nuclear weapons. We want only security and prosperity for all nations, including North Korea. Until then, this resolution and prior ones must be implemented to the fullest to maximize pressure on North Korea to change its ways.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.